JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Cedar Grove Academy to create a virtual school. Stay tuned to hear more about this and stick around for Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome to the program and stay with us. The Portmore-based Cedar Grove Academy intends to establish a virtual school utilizing the 435 tablet computers issued to students under the government's Tablets in Schools pilot program. The project, expected to be fully operational by next year's Easter term, will see students being able to access educational resources outside of regular school hours. Making the announcement Wednesday, principal of the school, Otis Brown, said the teachers are finalizing the plans for the virtual school. He says the move will result in a reduction in education costs for parents as students will not have to leave home to access courses.
We are going to be doing quite a number of online sessions with our children. As soon as these tablets are distributed to them, the teachers are making plans and we are getting people from outside also to assist us to build that virtual school because we are going to put these resources to use.
He was addressing a function at the institution where representatives from eLearning Jamaica started distribution of the tablet computers to the students. Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Grace McLean, is encouraging parents who signed for custody of the computers to ensure that the children benefit from the resources programmed on them. She points out that the tablets have enough exercises and support for students to do educational research. She's also encouraging the school community to play its part in ensuring the tablets are kept safe.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, but the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
Every child can learn and every child must learn. And that's why the government is ensuring our children are adequately equipped with the tools and opportunities they need to learn. One such move is the $1.4 billion Tablets in Schools pilot program. This is to ensure that we create and secure Jamaica that is the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
I'm just reminiscing on cassette tapes that we used to have, on the Russian automobiles called Ladas that we used to have, on the black and white televisions that we used to have. The cassette tapes, wow, they were everywhere. CDs weren't around 15 years ago a lot like they are today. Ladas, they were everywhere too, and the air conditioning wasn't in them like today because back then ACs, I guess, cost a lot of money. Black and white television, I remember JBC used to have programs with Elaine Wint and Diana Wright that were in black and white. Those were fond memories.
Let your favorite glimpse of Jamaica be heard. Simply send tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory along with your name and contact number to glimpses at jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's Journey Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer. And until we do this again, what good?
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.